Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. There's a hearing in bankruptcy court today that could determine the future of the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery site. KYW's Tim Jimenez has a story from South Philadelphia.
Will the judge approve the sale of PES to Chicago-based developer Hilco? In an auction earlier this year, PES accepted Hilco's $240 million bid. The company's plan is to turn the 1,300-acre property into a mixed-use industrial complex, but not another refinery, and environmental and community groups are happy about that, in large part because of concerns following last summer's massive explosion and fire.
PES is facing around a dozen objections to its reorganization plan. The union that represents refinery workers has been pushing for another refinery to open up here. PES says it's a fantasy that there could be one there again. Other creditors object because another company bid more money for the site, however, with a much lower initial deposit. Meanwhile, Mayor Kenney says even if the PES refinery reopens, he wants no more deadly hydrogen fluoride on the site. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports he's proposing a bill to ban the chemical.
Hydrogen fluoride, or HF, is a deadly chemical that many refineries have already abandoned, but it was in use last June when an explosion ripped through PES, igniting a fire that destroyed the plant and forced the company into bankruptcy. There was a small release of HF that quickly dissipated, but in a statement, the mayor says the city only narrowly avoided a disaster because of the quick action of refinery workers, and a bill banning the use of the chemical will minimize risk in the future.
PES unions have backed a plan to reopen the refinery, but they will face opposition from the Steelworkers Union. Councilman Kenyatta Johnson plans to introduce a bill at this week's council session. The upcoming April 28th primary will be the first election in which Pennsylvanians can vote by mail, and now state officials have launched an online app so you can apply for a ballot. Here's KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo.
Kathy Buchvar, Secretary of the Department of State, which oversees elections, says a law enacted last fall made significant changes to Pennsylvania elections.
Act 77 really provides historic levels of voter convenience that we've never seen in Pennsylvania.
One of those conveniences is voting by mail. You can now go online to apply for a mail-in ballot. No reason is needed to vote by mail, although you will still be asked to vote by absentee ballot if you're going to be away from your home municipality on election day or have a disability or illness.
The registration deadline for the primary is April 13th. April 21st is the deadline to apply for mail-in or absentee ballots. The Jewish population in Philadelphia and the suburbs has gotten bigger over the last decade, according to a recent study. And KYW's Andrew Kramer reports that study also revealed some unexpected results.
At over 350,000 people, we now know the Jewish community makes up almost 10% of the population of Philadelphia and the suburbs. But Stephen Rosenberg with the Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia says this study is about more than just numbers.
What stood out to you the most?
So I think the number of Jews of color was, an eye-opening piece to everybody.
10% of Jewish people in the area, according to the survey, are black, Hispanic, or another race. A perfect example, Rosenberg says, of how the study debunks certain stereotypes.
There are preconceived notions about Jews being white and wealthy, and this shows there is not just one stereotype of, oh, that's a typical Jewish person.
Rosenberg says the study revealed a higher number of Jewish people living in Delaware County than they had expected. Meek Mill will headline the Roots Picnic this summer. KYW's Mike Daugherty has more on the lineup coming to the man.
In addition to performances by Meek Mill, Summer Walker, and DaBaby, there will also be a live recording of Questlove's Supreme podcast and a live mixtape recording by Black Thought and J Period, which will feature Raekwon and Ghostface from Wu-Tang Clan. Some of the other performers include Brandy, SWV, and Thundercat.
Tickets go on sale Friday at noon. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.